at the moment. Go with the hurricane of the Leewards. Here we go. As this delivery from Joseph is outside the off-stump. There he is. And you can see he's enjoying his work here. And that ball is outside the off-stump. That's when the watch is to go by to be taken by the keeper. But this is an impressive spell of bowling from Al-Zahri. Joseph to end the over at the end of it. Barbados, there are 86 for 5. Walcott is on 1. Graves dropped in the last over, scored 8. We're going to have, of course, a double change here. Another word from you. It's going to be Keith Over, and he's going to be joined by his very good friend, Jamal Smith.
Yes, and I just think that Al-Zahri Joseph just needs to continue in the manner that he has been bowling in, hitting the lines and lines fairly hard, even though that he was unfortunate during that last over. I can assure you that if he continues to hit these lines and lengths, he will soon be awarded with another scalp. So he just needs to continue hitting the line and length. And Ward has been bowling extremely well, supporting him, bowling extremely tight and keeping the pressure on, having brought in the deep mid-wicket to the two mid-wicket and actually bringing in the cover way closer for Tevin Walker.
So it has been a grind for Barbados Sprite, especially since the break. We've gone virtually 40 minutes. And after being 82 for 5, just 4 runs added. After being 82 for 4, now 86 for 5. Graves is on 8, Walcott 1. And Terrence Ward, the off-spinner, enjoying his bowling from the northern end. 9 overs, 2 maidens, 2 for 12. Slipping a forward short leg and then a very short mid on. Back he goes, edges Walcott past the keeper. And they've gone back now for the second run as the ball is picked up just inside of the boundary by Hodge. And they've completed 3 runs. So some narrow misses. A regulation catch miss by the keeper and captain, Devon Thomas, in the last over off Joseph Graves, the batsman. Again, he was playing that drive. And I will get Jamal to talk about that because it's a feature of Justin Graves' batting. Walker on 4. Graves 4, 89 for 5. And I did have an interview with him at Bank Hall recently in the Elite Division competition. And 4 he goes now, defends. Because Justin Graves, Jamal, you would agree during the Super 50 tournament here in October, he was out to that drive fairly often.
Yes, and sometimes your strength can be your biggest weakness in the game, especially when you're not in form.
Here's Ward to Graves. And he's forward and drives it, keeping it along the ground down to long on. And that's just the single. So, he now will move up to 990 for 5. How often do you talk with him?
Every day, I guess. And mostly every day. Always a message or two from him about anything, really.
Ward is in again. And Walker comes forward and pushes it on the onside. There is no run. So he's bowling to 6-3 feet of slip. Cover, mid-off. And in goes Ward again. Over the wicket, the off-spinner. Walker is forward, reaches out for it and drives it into the coverage for a single. And with that run, he now goes on to 5. 91 for 5. The target is 100. And 70, there's a fight by the Windward Islands against Canada Jaguars in St. Lucia at the Darren Sammy Stadium. They're now 192 for 5. And if you're talking about the distance away, that would mean that they need 156 more runs, 5 wickets standing, but at least they're battling away against the defending champions. As here at the 3Ws Oval, Graves comes forward and just looking to drive it out on the onside. And in that 192 for 5, this guy, Alec Athanase, I have some time for him. 50 not out, and Dennis Smith is on 34. They came together when the score was 114 after Gabriel. The opener was dismissed for 57.
Yes, well, good fight, obviously, as you said, young Athanase, with lots of ability. But obviously the action here is more pressing as far as we are concerned.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows the turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow
lost. I don't know how much you'll be able to find right now because, as you know, the intermediate season is finished.
Earlier, obviously, Justin Gray is
off the season was finishing. Really, I was looking for your scores.
Promises are standard.
Well,
look, after the last period, tell me how many runs you scored during the season and your average.
Kevin Walker,
the highest score. Shouldn't be that difficult.
Here and there, Louis
and Walker is scoring
probably a
shot driven through mid on.
I see no reason why they cannot challenge this total. But having said that,
the
Redlands have been very disciplined.
Right.
And obviously, they are in a good position
just
as a result of that.
Two
and let's
big
get
fellas
the
over there, both left armers.
Of the
teenager,
Nicole,
Jamal's
in Nicky
friend,
I can't do that because I'm a respectful boy, but I think it's a big chance from gone missing of Devin Thomas, and if Barbados somehow do go on to win this match, it could be really down to that catch, as we know this is the last. Highest score would have been about 47.
Against?
CP, Corajampari, and...
Venue? Here's 94 for 5. And this one is pitched up and driven up to mid-off, fielded by Doram. There's no run. The batsman is Graves, who was on 9. Venue?
Well, that one was at college, and then, of course, you would have had...
Is it the small room or the big room?
then...
Was it Crompton Street B or A?
It was just at Crompton Street.
Come on, sir. Are you suggesting you don't use the big rug any longer?
But
Nicky, he's left Crompton Street. He's now next door here. Bold. Graves coming forward. And look, he got off the inside edge, the off stump being struck. And Leeward Islands Hurricanes on their way to victory over Barbados Sprite here at the 3Ws Oval. The sixth cap now goes down. And Justin Graves has been bowled by Jeremiah Louis as we look at the replay here again. And that one went right through and hit the off stump. And Graves just turns, heads to the pavilion, looks back a bit. Jamal, what happened there?
Well, beautiful leg cutter, it looks like, from Jeremiah Louis pitching somewhere on a boat that was say middle and off. And Justin Graves just playing a slightly inside the line and obviously losing his off pole. Actually hitting just about the top of the off stump. So that is quality bowling there from Jeremiah Louis. And I can't say enough how well oiled this Leeward Islands seam attack looks. They're really bowling good lines and length. And Jeremiah Louis now coming to the party, operating from the southern end, which seems to be offering just a bit more for the seamers here on this fourth day. Obviously, Alzari Joseph setting the tone from that end only a few overs ago. And now Jeremiah Louis, he's pitching in as well, getting his first scalp of the innings. So the Barbados team now really in a spot of bother here with Hayden Walsh and young Tevin Walcott having a lot of work to do.
94 for 6. So the dismissal of Graves' ball by Louis for 9:57 minutes, 48 balls, one boundary. Walcott is on 8, and here's Nicky.
Yeah, so that's a huge wicket there for the Leeward Islands. I have to agree with Jamal there, because I definitely see a lot of purchase from that end. I'm surprised that we've seen Terrence Ward being the unexpected hero here of the innings. Last night we were in the close. We would have thought it would have been Damien Jacobs. He went expensive in his first three overs, and Ward doing the work.
94 for 6 then, and the target is 170. The new batsman is Hayden Walsh Jr., who likes to play his strokes. And busy little man he is, with Rooks in the Leeward Islands. So after him, Cummins, Harden, and Holder. Both shown in the first innings that with a bit of application, runs can be attained. But it's a different ball game. Now they're chasing the target. 94 for 6, the fourth and final day, the second session. Louis goes into Walsh outside of the Austin. He doesn't play. There are two slips in place. And Devon Thomas takes it. The end of a successful over. And Louis now, his first wicket for 20 runs, 8 overs, 2 maidens.
Yes, and again, Louis continuing pretty much in the same vein that he has been all innings, albeit a few indiscretions as far as the no balls are concerned earlier in the first session, but bowling a wonderful line and length. And as Nikhil rightly said, you call him Terrence Ward the unexpected hero, but really and truly, I really believe he's playing his role really well. And this is what cricket is all about. You know, you always have the star boys and the guys who are the match winners, so to speak. But sometimes you get a guy like Terrence Ward, and as I would have said earlier, put in a very honest shift, really, for the Leeward Islands Hurricanes. His bowling has been economical in the first innings and has allowed Devon Thomas to rotate his fast bowlers from the opposite end, keeping them fresh and keeping the attack going. And this is a lesson that maybe this team can learn as far as opting to play the wrist spinner, really, as the front line spinner operating at 4 and 5 and over, and not really giving Brooks the opportunity to slow the scoring.
So Ward, the off spinner, is into Walcott, and he's forward and drags it down to mid off. They take off for a single and get home quite comfortably. The ball is fired at the non-striker's end, and for some reason, initially thinking of a second run was Walsh. Walcott told him, stay put. 95 for 6, Walcott 9, Walsh no score. Barbados Sprite resumed today on 13 for 1. Last evening, Allen was caught at the wicket by Thomas of Joseph for 6. Mosley was on 6. Shane Mosley, he was bowled by Joseph for 7. Jonathan Carter was bowled by Ward for 24. Aaron Jones bowled Jacobs 1. Shamar Brooks, the captain, missing a full toss, swinging after the break in the first over. And he was bowled by Ward for 32. That really was a serious nail in the coffin of the Barbados Pride's hopes of going on to win this game. And then Graves, after being dropped at the wicket by Thomas of Joseph, was bowled by Louis for 9. And the wickets today falling at 16, 66, 73, 82, and 94. So you can easily suggest or say that after that standoff 50 between Brooks and Carter was broken, that opened the avenue for the Leeward Islands to get wickets. Pushed into the covers to get himself off the mark is the left-handed Walsh. Bats left-handed, and he's a leg spinner with right arm. The delivery pushed around the offside, and Durham doing the fielding. He runs back to his position, Jamal, by just backing back, as you say. He doesn't turn around, just makes all of those steps by just going back and back.
Thanks, Keith. I'm beginning to wonder if you're envying a six-footer.
No. I just like the way how he was making the backward strides. I respect and look up highly to six-footers. 96 for 6. I had to contend with one in Joel Garner for donkey years. So, you know, guys like Carol King, big chaps, is what he wished to say. The Carol King hole. There used to be a throwing the ball competition as the next delivery is whipped by Walker down to straight mid wicket. And you had guys like Tony Fireworks, Edger from Carrollton, and Carol King from Police at Kensington Oval during the finals of what was then called the Fire Cup. And those guys would just throw the ball. They were so strong. Guys would say, look out, this ball is going to be thrown out of the ground over the double-decker stand. Yeah, long, long time ago, Jamal. Again, forward and turned out through square leg by Walkup for a single. Duran comes in. The fastest I've seen him run throughout this whole match. Another one for you, Jamal.
Yes, well played by Tevin Walkup negating the spin and picking up the single down to square leg. But what I've noted with interest, Keith, I really love the field placing of Devon Thomas. It's almost like he's always into the game and setting the appropriate fields.
Yes, he's a smart captain, always thinking. Walsh adventures as usual, uses his feet and drags it down to the mid-off. Joseph cannot prevent the single. And he now goes to two. Psychologically, they just want to get up to that 100 and then say, well, let's start counting down for the last 4 wickets. It's still a game of cricket. You can't give up. This is coming up now to what? An hour after the first interval. And 98 for 6. Walkup 10. Joseph on 2. And one ball left in Ward's 11. 2 maidens, 2 for 21. A slip. Then he has a leg slip and that very short mid on. And back goes Walker and intelligently plays it down behind squares. Durham comes in to do the fielding. And 99 for 6. He goes on to 11. I think they're making Durham quick this time around, Jamal. 42 overs have been bowled and he hasn't been given a single ball.
Yes, well, I would have spoken about that earlier, probably looking for the introduction of Durham. But having said that, I personally believe that probably Captain Thomas doesn't know him that well. Seemed to be a really late addition to the Leeward Islands side. And to Devon Thomas's credit, he's really rotated his board as well. And he's utilized his field placings. And obviously, being a tight game, and this game being the first game for Durham, probably opting to go with his elder statesman as far as looking to win this contest is concerned. Having said that, these two batsmen are beginning to show signs of rotating the strike. I know for a fact that Hayden Walsh is a guy who runs very well between the wickets and Tevin Walker also. And obviously, they're looking to rotate the strike. And really and truly, just about 70-odd runs adrift. You really just need one or two partnerships and you still can't get home. So realistically, again, far from over. Not in the balance, one would have to say. It's advantage of the words, but still a lot to play for Barbados.
And here's Louis now with just a solitary slip. Ball short. Walker guys at screen on the outside. Looks for a single, which is not there. The coach, Winston Benjamin, has walked around towards the fine leg boundary, having a word with Azari Joseph. Toppled around his neck. Good old Benji. 99 for 6. I know when you come around, you tend to look at every little thing which is happening. Nikhil, at the break, did you go over by the indoor nets?
Well, yes. Actually, there were some players. I saw like Samara Ramprasad and, of course, Nicholas Curtin just getting a knock there by Coach Vasper Drake. So that's always good to see the boys staying in good nick. And just looking at the construct of this Leeward Islands team, I'll get to that after the ball.
Louis in the far distance, bowling from the southern and right arm fast over the wicket to Walcott. And Walcott defends. Just playing it down towards the area of the silly point, and there's no run.
Yeah, so I was saying, I really like the construct of this team because I believe you have someone with the experience of Sheldon Cottrell, who I think can really use, the Leeward Islands coaching staff can really use to mentor the likes of Azari Joseph and Jeremiah Louis, who I believe are already the future, along with Shamar Holder, of our test bowling unit in a couple of years.
So 99 for 6, Barbados Sprite. They need 71 more runs for victory with 4 wickets standing. Walcott is on 11, Walsh 2, and here's Louis to Walcott. And Walcott is into a drive. Lovely shot through the covers on the front foot. And he really timed it extremely well. And will get a boundary, deservingly so, Tevin Walcott. If he can play that sort of knock as he did for BDFSP in the last match, as that boundary brings up the 100, 103 for 6. And he moves on to 15. Nice touch there, Jamal.
Yes, a very lovely stroke there from young Walcott, beating the cover and the extra cover. And a flowing boundary into the farthest side of the ground as well. So a very well-timed stroke there by Tevin Walker. You know, this young guy, he can play. And along with Hayden Walsh, they still can get the business done.
But he got 50-odd not out against St. Catherine on home turf at Paragon. Oh, lovely stroke on the pads. And he flicks it, just whipping it over square leg and umpire. Verdian Smith will signal 6, and has gone into a gear. Good authentic strokes. Moves now to 21 from 34 balls, 1416. And Barbados Pride on to 109 for 6.
Yes, overcompensation there from Jeremiah Louis. Straight onto the pads of young Tevin Walker. And he picked that one up beautifully and whipped it away just in front square, landing onto the ICBL square. Lovely 6 by this young Barbadian wicketkeeper batsman.
So Walcott has it again now with Louis, and for this delivery, pick short, he's back and tucks it, turning it behind square for a single. Looks very composed, playing balls on merit, 110 for 6. It brings the equation down to 60 with 4 wickets in the hand, and still giving the advantage to the Leeward Islands Hurricanes gentlemen.
Yes, most certainly. But Barbados still probably will be encouraged by the last wicket stand between the two pace men, who are obviously juggling for places as far as 10 and 11 is concerned. As I said before, Hayden Walsh, he can play. He's no slouch through the bat. And Tevin Walker is showing signs that he's growing in confidence.
Here is Louis into bowl to the left-handed Walsh. He's forward and pushes it into the covers. There is no run. The end of the over, umpire Jonathan Blaze signals for the refreshment bearers to come onto the field, and the first is Juju to make that trek is the reserve umpire in Kevin Sisnett, whose grandfather lived to 100 and he counted some years very much after passing that mark. 110 for 6 at the 3 W's over Barbados Pride, with Tevin Walker on 22. Hayden Walsh Jr. has 2. The target is 170, and they resume today at 13 for 1. Anthony Allen was the batsman out caught by the keeper Thomas off Joseph for 6. Shane Mosey, who was on 6, was bowled by Joseph for 7. Shamar Brooks bowled Ward 32. Jonathan Carter bowled Ward 24. Aaron Jones bowled Jacobs 1. Justin Graves bowled Louis 9. Again, Walker is 20 with Walsh on 2. And the wickets today falling at 66, 73, 82, and 94. Joseph, 11 overs, 5 maidens, 2 for 15. Louis, 9 overs, 2 maidens, 1 for 31. Cottrell, 4 overs, none for 16. Jacobs, 8 overs, 1 maiden, 1 for 26. And Ward, 11 overs, 2 maidens, 2 for 22. At the Darren Sammy Stadium in Groseilliers, St. Lucia, the Windward Islands are 202 for 6 in the 68th over. They need 146 more runs for victory against Guyana Jaguars. And Theofield made 6, Gabriel 57, Kirk Edwards 4, Hodge 32, Cato 1. Athanase is unbeaten on 55, and Dennis Smith, the last batsman out, for 38. So, gentlemen, first Jamal, how do you see it now, an hour after the break, and we've had 3 hours play all told? It has been suggested the game could very well end or should end in this session, but if this pair remain and keep their wickets intact and their heads down, still some excitement in the making. Who knows, Jamal?
Yes, shaping up to be a very interesting evening going into the night, as we probably are in the twilight phases of this day and night encounter. The lights now, the artificial lighting, now trying to take full effect as the sun seeks to set somewhere out in the west. But yes, a very interesting contest at hand, with the senior batsmen in the Barbados side. They're all in the hut, but a young Tevin Walker obviously looking to make his impressions on the Barbados selectors and get his team home. He's looking really good standing on a 22, and Hayden Walsh, as we said before, he's no slouch with the bat. Having said that, I think the key probably will remain with the last burst from Alzari Joseph. Possibility that Captain Thomas would probably look to use him as soon as the night sets in, because he really was in beautiful rhythm in the nighttime in the first innings of the Barbados Pride, bowling with a lot of pace. And he still bowled well within himself today, a lot of control. And so far, bearing fruit, picking up 2 wickets and also causing an opportunity, which was put down off Justin Graves. So, you know, I would have to say that the game still is in the balance, not necessarily balanced in terms of who we would pick to be a winner at this stage. You probably would be leaning towards the Leeward Islands, but the Barbados Pride still have some batsmen in the hut and are out.
precise. 40 balls, 1-4, 1-6. And now there's a change in the bowling again. And that's a lovely shot by Walcott. Swept down to the fine leg boundary off the leg spinner, Damien Jacobs, who comes back in place of Jeremiah Louis. Louis, 9 overs, 2 maidens, 1 for 31. This is the 9th over for Jacobs. And Walcott moves to 28, 117 for 6. And giving even more confidence to the Barbados dressing room, Jamal.
That's a lovely shot there by Kevin Walcott. Poor, badly lined delivery. And Walcott obliging him. Just spin that delivery back with a square for 4.
Next delivery, back he goes. And turns it, just playing it quietly up towards the straightish mid-wicket. There is no runner. Slipping a forward short leg, point, cover, long off is on the boundary wide. And Walcott is back again and pushes it down to forward short leg. There is no run in his last elite division game over at Bargain, as it was pointing out. He got 50-odd not out. And Jameel Stroke got a half century unbeaten as well. And they took BDFSB to victory over St. Catherine after losing out on first. And it's not really outside of the All-Star. He doesn't play, but that was a victory that kept still some interest in the title race, although way behind some 29 points they were also against you over, well, on the second place to UWA, pushed out on the offside. Have you managed to draw that, Devil's Road?
Yes, Empire has managed to draw. It means that the last round will now be a tooth-and-nail fight between Wanderers and Maple.
Yes, with a five-point difference. If I have it right, Maple having won today, pushed down to slip. The last delivery, and Walcott, the batsman, he's on 28, Walsh 3, 117 for 6. You're a Wanderers man, Nikhil. I believe that playing on home turf at Darrow's Road, you're confident you can take care of Maple and remain in the elite division.
Yes, I definitely believe that Wanderers will go on to come out victorious in the last round, and we will really remain in elite.
Yeah. When do you believe you will probably get a chance to play at the highest level of local domestic cricket?
Well, I think I have to give myself about 3 to 4 years, you know, just to be at the age of get enough practice under my belt and then go from there and become like the man sitting next to me, Mr. Jamal Smith.
Are you a middle order batsman?
Yes, I would say so, about around 4 to 5.
Yeah. Are you a stroke player or you like to block?
I think I'm a good utilizer of the gaps in the field. And
yes, man.
And I was asking after this ball, I was asking you, Mr. Holder, when you were punching in my name on the BCA website, were you sure to spell it correctly?
117 for 6. You know, this one is played over to the offside and there's no run. Jamal, can you respond to him for me, please?
I will not be getting in that.
What I want him to do, since he decided to put out a challenge, you see, he's not opening a can of worms. His water's around the wicket, outside the off stump, and an adventurous forcing stroke by Walsh misses and taken by Thomas. It's 117 for 6. I'm going to scroll down, and I'm going to put in N-I-K-I-L, and then he'll...
You spelled it wrong.
I'm not too bothered about that because I know it's spelled correctly, so I figure that, you know, the last name around the wicket is Ward, and a drive out into the covers is no run. So let's start. U, T,
A, M,
A, M,
C, H,
C, H. Here is Ward from around the wicket bowling to Walsh, and Walsh adventurously swings him over long on. That's a very good shot, and the umpire blade signals 6. So that again will turn the pressure back on the Leeward Islands as Walsh moves to 9. It's 123 for 6. So some adventure, Jamal, has been shown here.
Yes, a lovely shot by Hayden Walsh. Actually, a very high percentage shot, one would have to say. Used his feet, only the long on to beat. There's nobody out at deep mid-wicket. And he played a lovely shot into the bleachers area for 6.
45 overs and 4 balls have been bowled. And Walsh comes forward and plays it out towards the short mid-off. There's no run. So Walsh, 9. Walcott, 28. It's 123 for 6. They've put together 29 invaluable runs here for Barbados. Sprague set 170 for victory. And short off the back foot, he goes and forced it into the covers. Cannot score, fielded by Doram. The end of the over, 123 for 6. So I'd reach CH, Nikhil. And let's complete it.
A-N.
A-M?
N. As in
A-N.
D-A-N-I.
D-A-N-I. Here we go and go. Let's see what we come up with. No records found.
Well, Mr. Hoda, I know that you run that website, so you'll have to do a better job there.
I think you better go checking again to see if everything... Susan, at least N-I. Yeah, I... Where do we go? N-I-K-H-I-L. Yes. Nikhil. N-I...
Mr. Hoda, I think we should get back to the cricket, though, because I don't think the listeners will be too interested in my performances, but they may be very interested in Tevin Walcott as he's trying to win this game for Barbados.
You found a good way to get over it. I was just pulling you. Your records are there, sir. This is a drive back down the pitch, and he calls for the single, and oh, my dear, Walcott gets in. He was going to what initially looked like the danger, and Wal started a bit slowly there, Jamal. But he was able to get in, and Jacobs, with his hands to his head, it's now 124 for 6. Barbados Pride, with Walcott going on to 29, and Walsh has 9.
Yes, possibly if that was a direct hit from Jeremiah Louis there at the mid-on position, we would have seen the departure of Tevin Walcott. But danger averted, and another single. Barbados Pride, a credit to these two men, really, for trying to change the tide, really, and playing some aggressive strokes and running very aggressively through the wicket. And this is something that we have not really seen from the Barbados Pride, stemming from the first innings and now to the second innings.
So a slip and a forward short leg, and Walsh comes forward. Good judgment, defends it out into the covers. There is no run. This is Jacobs' 10th over, one made and one for 31. He had the 3 Ws over, ding-dong battle for victory in the second session. Wide of the off stump and an adventurous but wonderful drive over extra cover by Hayden Walsh, and umpire Smith signals 4 as he moves into double figures now on 13. And Walcott has 29. It's 128 for 6 Barbados Pride, set 170 for victory, a stand of 34, Jamal.
Yes, another well-executed shot there from Hayden Walsh. Another high percentage stroke, a delivery that was thrown wide of the off stump. And there's no one on the super boundary. And Hayden Walsh saying thank you very much and just extending his arms to flame that delivery over the cover position, a couple bounces into the boundary for 4.
Slipping a 4 to short leg. Walsh now swings it over wide mid wicket. A chase around for Durham. He's onto the ball just inside of the boundary, and they come back for the second run. So he's decided to sustain this attack here. Hayden Walsh moves to 15, a partnership of 36. Enterprisingly so, it has come in 27 minutes. Walsh has faced 14 balls for his 15, 1, 4, and 1, 6. It's 130 for 6. 40 more runs needed with 4 wickets in hand. And next delivery is pushed up on the offside of the pitch. There is no run. Suddenly, Jamal and Nikhil, you know, the excitement has come into this game. The equation looks much more manageable when you hear that you need 40 runs with 4 wickets standing. But come on. Common sense must prevail. Use his feet and his stump. Oh, my word. I thought he would have probably got little carried away going down the pitch and just pushing at it. And a swift stumping by Devon Thomas. The 7th wicket goes down. And Walsh is annoyed with himself. He knows that he's created the cardinal sin, beaten. And it turned, Jamal.
Yes. Outfoxed by Damian Jacobs. A beautiful googly there to beat Hayden Walsh, who advanced down the track. Beautiful googly. And a good stump in there from Devon Thomas. One would have to say that a bit of, I don't know what to call it. I wouldn't say inexperience. But after striking a boundary and picking up 2 runs in that over, and the previous over also striking a boundary, there was really no need to advance down the track as early as he did, because that delivery was not as flighted as probably Hayden Walsh would have imagined. And obviously, he lost his wicket. So now, the tide turns once more. An enterprising partnership broken by some wily leg spin bowling on behalf of Damian Jacobs. A beautiful googly to dismiss Hayden Walsh.
Well, we can see the disgust there from Tevin Walcott. He just flinging his bat in the air. He couldn't believe that after batting so beautifully, Walsh just advanced on the weekend. Really, as Jamal said, was beaten with a beauty of a delivery, really. And I think now Walker will have to take a page out of the book of Jeremiah Louis from last night and really play smart cricket and try to minimize the amount of strike that the rest of the order gets. And he has to really take this game in his hands and finish it for the pride.
So that was the end of the 47th over. And another word from Jamal Smith, as well as Nikhil, and your next commentator will be Andrew Mason. Barbados Sprite, 130 for 7, 40 more runs needed with 3 wickets standing. Jamal.
Well, the next batsman they know is Shamar Holder, seemingly getting a promotion for his heroes in the first innings, coming in now ahead of Miguel Cummins. So the Barbados team showing some confidence in young Shamar Holder. But really, Andrew, an enterprising partnership that was broken. The equation was starting to come down nicely after some nice shots were played, but here the Walsh just maybe a hint too adventurous on that occasion and outfoxed by the wily Damien Jacobs, who's finally made his contribution in this innings as far as the wickets are concerned.
Well, it's now 130 for 7. The game is in the Milton pot, really. 40 more to get. 3 wickets in the bag. Walcott, he's got 29. Hoping that the tail will wag. Here's Ward to continue. He comes. Mid wicket here, there's no run. Interesting that he's got the wicket, and there's also short mid on. And just trying to cut out those singles, putting pressure on Walcott, who waits on Ward, who comes in and bowls to him into this delivery. He's on the back foot, turns the ball away, down to square leg. There's no run. Nowadays, you don't find the off-spinners. When Lance Gibbs played, bowling with that square leg, they tend to have them backward, and sometimes you can give away that single. But interestingly enough, and we'll talk about this after this delivery, as Ward comes up now, he's in bowl, so Walker gets one that spins into it at the top of the pad and drops him up the pitch. There's no run. Very often, you have the forward short leg and sometimes the leg gully. And then, instead of having the square leg, where someone like a Lance Gibbs, you wouldn't get a run, the modern-day captains do, in fact, have the backward square instead. I'll invite your thoughts on that. Here is a delivery, which is on the line of the middle stump, and it's bowled by Ward. The batsman comes forward, pushes into the onside. But here, we've got the backward square, but he's also got the square leg as well.
Yes, Devon Thomas, a very, very intelligent captain, looking to stop the single and stop the scoring opportunity as far as the boundary is concerned as well.
But he's going to continue now, Ward. He's up and bowls to Walker, and Walker is coming forward, bowling the off stump. And pushes into the offside, down towards that backward point area. There's no run for him. What do you think of Ward? 13 overs and 3 balls, 2 wickets, 2 for 31. We'll get to your comments after this delivery, or maybe at the end of the over. 130 for 7. Very economical in his run-up. Just a couple of paces. Continues on his way to bowl to Walker. And the delivery, Walker is back to bowl, which is on the line of the leg stump, and he pushes hurriedly into the onside down to the wicket to end the over. At the end of it, he is kept on 29. Walker with him, who's just come out to see what he can do, is the non-striker, and that's Harden, and it's Holder who's come out to do battle, and it's 130 for the loss of 7. So Holder is out there with Walker. They confirmed the pitch. And I get your thoughts in terms of that field placing, the square leg and the backward square.
Well, beautiful field placing, obviously, from Devon Thomas, realizing that he wants to steal the single to keep the pressure on, but also putting the man back so that if Walker decides to release, there's always the opportunity to take a catch if it goes in the air or save the boundary. But the reason why he's allowed to do that, basically, is because Terrence Ward is bowling to the plan. There are only 2 men in the offside, squarish cover, and a man at mid-off. There's no point. And again, the captaincy is as good as the bowler is able to execute. And one would have to say that Terrence Ward, for the most part, is able to produce deliveries based on the plans of his captain, Devon Thomas. So credit to both players, really. Very good tactics. And as we said all game, Devon Thomas has been unsung as far as his captaincy is concerned.
Yep.
As we see here now, he makes another strategic change, bringing in the fast bowler of Azari Joseph to Shamar Holder, who seemingly fancies
It's Harden.
Oh, it's Harden.
Yes, and you should mix up Harden with Holder. They're so different, really. But we've just confirmed it's actually Harden is the crease. Keon Harden, the man from Orange Hill in St. James, they tell me. It's 130 for the loss of 7. Well, he's got to try and do a lot for Barbados. And here comes Joseph again. Looking to wrap it up now. As he's on his way to bowl to Harden. He's in bowls to Harden. Harden gets one, which keeps low, and he digs it out. Oh, my golly. He got his bat down in time. It was banged on the top of the off stump, and he played it square in the offside with some suspicion. What a good first ball to get.
Yes, a final burst here, really, from Azhar Joseph, Captain Thomas, and now really and truly going for the juggler, as we were saying, Beijing parlance, looking to finish this encounter with the tail end. Obviously going to his fastest bowler, his strike bowler, and looking to finish the innings.
Interesting, though, that he pulled, and I'll get your thoughts on this, Jacobs out after he tricked with the wicket. In he comes, up and bowls, and a full toss down the leg side. That one was angled down the leg side. The umpire, Smith, comes across, doesn't do anything. Would you have made the change? I mean, here we had a Walsh making a quick fire 15, a 6 and a 4, then lowered down the pitch and was stumped. And then the captain says, no, I'm going to go back to Joseph. What would you have done had you been captain?
I have really no qualms with the pacer being brought back from the starting end.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that Tevin Walker was all of that comfortable with
right.
the pace of Azhar Joseph. And obviously with the tail now coming in Harden, nothing is wrong with this move at all.
When he comes in again, this is Joseph up and bowls to Harden. And Harden gets the ball short of a length, gets on top of it, plays it into the offside. Down to cover, there's no run. So the equation, right, tight battle. Barbados require another 39 runs for victory, but they've only got 3 wickets in the bag. Aline gone for 6. Today, Mosley 7. Brooks, his contribution was 32. Carter was 24. Jones 1. Justin Graves, he made 29. Walker is on 29, not out. Walsh, 15 important runs. Harden and to come, Holder. And, of course, Cummins. Here is Joseph as he comes in again on his way to bowl to Harden. To this, Livy Harden gets one which is turned. There's an appeal for leg before as the ball is turned away. They'll come back for what should be the second run as the turn is about to come in. Let's look at the umpire. Was there some bad under that? The umpire comes across, singles leg buys. Came across the stump, struck on the pad. There was an appeal for leg before. It went very fine. And Barbados able to get 2 leg buys. So the equation, we're going to count them down for you. 1 wickets or runs, of course. 132 for 7. Now they trail by 37.
Yes, very interesting battle here. Still a lot of work for the Barbados Spurs to do. And Leeward Island still have to do well to finish off the innings. So one would have to say a very interesting contest throughout the 4 days, Andrew.
I agree with that. Here's Joseph looking to break through here. 2 balls left in his 12th over. Starts a straight approach. Comes in to bowl to Harden. And Harden is covering up well. Look at number 3 bats. Elbows well caught, got into line nicely, played the ball away down to mid-on. There's no run. 132 for 7. Walker 29. Harden hasn't scored as yet. Barbados started there on 13 for 1. Lost the wicket early. And then Brooks and Carter steadied the rock and chip, but then both went in quick succession. And then Aaron Jones didn't last very long. Graves didn't look secure, didn't suggest permanence. He was out after being dropped. He made 9. And now Walker has been charged with responsibility to bring it home for his country. Here is Joseph comes in bowls, lifting delivery. Good delivery from one fastball to another. I'm sure you remember when he bowls at Joseph. And Joseph actually has a word with him as he looks very square. And there is a little bit of a chat as we see it on the stream there. He's coming down the pitch and have a little word there with Joseph. I hope it's all friendly. So Walker 29, Harden hasn't scored as yet. Barbados set 170 for victory. The 132 for 7. That's the latest score, KFL.
Yes, a good battle here between the 2 young fast bowlers. They were going at each other. I can tell you, Andrew, before the game. And there
really?
You see some interplay between the two.
And the umpires are getting involved as well.
Yes, Azhar Joseph.
Are we going to see a red card?
Probably. Azhar Joseph, very aggressive, very, very aggressive by nature, and Harden, a competitor as well by nature. He's certainly holding. Not taking any chat, as we would say in Barbadian
yes.
terms, but a fiery over there
yes.
from the young pacer. This is really nice to see. And a fit and strong Azhar Joseph really augurs well for West Indies cricket. And it's also making for a very interesting contest here.
I agree with you. I'm very happy to see him running. He looks good, bowling with some aggression on the pitch, which is slowish. And you're right. We really hope he can come through. He's got so much ability. Here's Ward to continue the. Comes in to bowl to Walker, and Walker is coming forward and drives firmly down towards that long on area for a single. Coming off the boundary quickly is Louis to pick it up. Lobs the return to the bowler. The batsman get a single. So it's 36 more to get. 33 for 7. Lovely flown on drive by Walker, but it now exposes Harden. Walker now goes to 30. So is it a case of trying to farm the ball at this stage, or is it a case of having the confidence in the other bat? So what would you do at this stage? Would you expose him, or would you take a single off the first ball?
Well,
tell me.
Well, Harden and Holder are both showed that
right.
they can bat. They actually put on some 30-odd runs in the first innings.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to bat these two young men to do the business as well. I don't think farming the bowling
mm-hmm.
is what's necessary.
Right.
They really need every single run.
Every single
and,
run.
And that's a lot of pressure on young Tevin Walker as well, who's now trying to find his feet as well
right.
in this Barbados team.
Well, it's going to be Harden to do bat against Ward, who comes in to bowl to him. And to this delivery, he's coming forward, and the ball goes out towards that square leg area. Doesn't go down to backward square to give a single. This is good captaincy. Don't, as I said before, the modern day captains don't like to bowl with a square leg. But Thomas has got the square in. First ball played with some suspension. Doesn't go down to backward square to get away from the ball. He's got to contend here. Here we go. Ward has done a good job. It's 133 for 7. What a game here. As he will continue the attack with his off spin, forward short leg waiting. Comes in to bowl to Harden. Harden is onto the front foot, plays it well. Ball that's on the off stump, just drops it gently in the offside down to cover. Ward comes across to pick it up. Got the long on for that lofted drive. And there's also mid-wicket about 10 metres inside the boundary. Here is Ward again. Comes in to bowl to Harden. And Harden is forward. Ball in the off stump, pushes into the offside. Down to cover, that's thrown up just outside of the off stump. And Harden is prepared to just fend the ball out to cover. 133 for 7. One to come in the over. Ward again, waiting on Harden. Harden hasn't scored as yet. In he comes, Ward, up to the wicket now, and bowls to Harden, and Harden is coming forward. Plays it very capably. Just coming onto the front foot, and for the leg, some pushes up the onside, and there is no run. So it's 133 for loss of 7. Harden is there. It's going to be Ward again. Comes in to bowl to Harden to this delivery. Harden is forward, ball in the off stump. And just pushes the ball in front, just blocking the ball really in front of him to end the over. Very tight over, just one run coming at the end of it. Walcott is on 30. Harden hasn't scored as yet. 133 for loss of 7.
Yes, another tight over there from Terrence Ward as he continues to plug away and do a tremendous job, especially in the absence of Raheem Cornwall for Team Leeward Islands. He's really put his hand up and done the bulk of the bowling, and he's really allowed his captain to rotate his bowlers from the southern end. Keep young Alzari Joseph fresh. Cotterell hasn't even been used in this session. And Jeremiah Louis had just probably the 4 overs or so. But Terrence Ward can plug away here, keeping the batsmen very honest and really posing a pretty big threat, certainly as far as challenging the stumps are concerned. And this is good off-spin bowling.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, he's done two things. He got two big wickets. He's also been good with his economy, because he's bowled 15 overs, 3 maidens, 2 for 32. Here is Joseph to continue his battle with Walker. He's in and bowls to him, and he's getting the ball, which is wrapping around the pad. There's an appeal. Might have been just struck outside the off stump. It was not a vociferous appeal. It was not a raucous appeal. It was more of an inquiry as he came forward. But once again, the length is good.
Yes, a hint of optimism there, really, in that appeal from the Leeward Islands. But as you rightly said, once again, the length is good. And Alzari Joseph, he's looked good all game. He's in fine rhythm. Running into us from the southern end. He really is a picture to watch. Young West Indian fast bowler really putting his hand up here for the Leeward Islands and trying to get them over the line.
Indeed. Well, what a battle. Where's your money? 133 for loss of 7. Will the Hurricanes win? Will Barbados win? It's tight. 36 more to get. Here is Joseph. He comes in, told to Walker in the delivery. Walker is covering up. Good batting. That was on the middle stump. And he came across, pushed the ball up towards mid-arm. There's no run. Walcott is on 30. Walsh played a little bit of a cameo and then gave it away, I thought.
Yes, he did give it away. And as I said, it was a very enterprising partnership between the two. And Walcott no needing to readjust his parameters, just being a little more defensive. He really started to blossom, open up and play some lovely strokes, but no recognizing the situation, just trying to get Barbados over the line with good, intelligent batting.
Yep, he's a good batsman. There's no doubt about that. Very easy on the eyes as well. Here's Joseph. Comes in, bowls him short. Some aggression outside of the off stump. And it goes by to be taken by the keeper. So after pitching the ball just on top of the off stump, then bowling, then swinger, he produces that short delivery. But Walker is equal to the task, just pulling the helmet towards square leg, keeping the bat down. And it goes by to be taken by Thomas. So what a battle. There are two sips. There's a backward point. There's a cover. extra cover mid off. There's a mid on. There's a forward square and a man down at backward square as well. So spectators here watching the action. What a battle. Very intriguing battle between the Pride and the Hurricanes at Cave Hill. 133-7. Here's Walker. Joseph as he comes in again and bows to Walker. And Walker is, gets a good delivery. And the appeal he's been given like before. What a delivery. I think from here you could give that. It was a lovely delivery. Trapped in the crease. Struck on the pad. Good pace. And Alzori Joseph comes back and gets of an important wicket to really push it now in the Hurricanes' favorites, 133 for a loss of 8, and Walker departs for 30.
Yes, a good positive cap by Devon Thomas to get Alzori Joseph back into the attack. And as I said before, probably recognizing that young Walker just wasn't all that comfortable to Alzori Joseph, especially in the early exchanges of this session, and rightly bringing it back. And Alzori Joseph producing a ball just on and about the off stump and nipping back and striking Walker. Really didn't get a straight in, striking Walker right on top of the crease. And umpire Smith raises the dreaded finger. So now Walker has to go for 30. And Barbados now slipping deeper in the mire.
Yeah, and in fact, you know what's interesting there was that when Walker was struck, he never looked at the umpire. I think he knew he was going to be given. But I think perhaps the ball before actually did some damage as well. Although it was short, I think just the intent, the aggression, and Walker looked a little tentative. He wasn't quite sure whether he would have gone for the short deliver, pitch it up, and he did. And he got him out. So what do you make of this now? Jamal, 133 for 8, 36 to get with 2 wickets in the bag. Talk to me.
Certainly advantage to the Leewards. And as you rightly said, Andrew, actually, Alzori Joseph did strike Walker earlier in the day with a very sharp rising delivery. It took him somewhere around the shoulder, and he was pretty uncomfortable. But once again, it is very encouraging to see good fast bowling, and even more so that the captain has the confidence in young Alzori Joseph to bring him back, albeit that Damian Jacobs would have taken the wicket of the left-handed Hayden Walsh, bringing his strike fast bowler back at the right time.
Yeah.
This is beautiful captaincy from Devon Thomas.
Yeah, well, it's now Joseph comes into bowl to Cummins. Cummins gets on outside the off stump, plays at it. The ball goes by to be taken by the keeper. So fast bowler to fast bowler. I'm very impressed with what I've seen from Joseph. He's bowled with heart. He's bowled with soul. He's found the pitch that, a bit slower. So although when you put your back in it, we've seen some balls get up. And I think this has been a very good piece of bowling. His figures, 12 overs and 5 balls, 6 maidens, 3 for 15. So Walker back in the pavilion. His contribution was 30. Here is Joseph as he comes into bowl to left-handed Cummins. Up to the wicket, bowls to Cummins. Cummins is turning the ball away for his first run down towards the long leg area. Off the boundary, right feet to foot as Louis fires the return to the base of the stump. So Matson will get the single to carry the score up to 134 for 8. Cummins is on one hard and hasn't scored as yet. And the end of a very important over, perhaps the most decisive over in this match, with the batsman Walker being trapped leg before Barbados. So 134 for 8, the equation. They require 35 more runs. They've got 2 wickets in the bag.
Yes, excellent fast bowling from Alzori Joseph. As the Leeward Islands continue to press on, press home, really, looking to press the advantage here now. And again, I have to say, quality fast bowling. Alzari's still not looking like he's at, a full tilt. But again, beautiful rhythm. And the ball actually moving around a bit here under the night sky, producing a delivery that nipped back to Tevin Walker and trapping him on the crease, plumb LBW, and then finishing the over with a lovely outswinger to the new batsman
Cummins.
So a beautiful bowling all round from Alzori Joseph.
Well, Cummins is going to do bat. How good is Cummins? He's not a rabbit, is he, as a batsman? The old-time commentators would always say he's batting like a rabbit. Here is Cummins coming onto the front foot as Ward is flat and fast, and he pushes down to cover. There's no run. Talk to me about Cummins' batting. You know him very well, Jamal.
He can give it a good wallop at times. I would say his shot selection isn't always the best.
Here's Ward, comes in bowls to Cummins. Cummins is looking to swing the ball away. It goes down towards the backward square area. He'll get a single. They might have contemplated the second, dragging that ball down towards that square leg area. Just a single for him. He's going to throw the batter round. He's going to throw a caution to the wind. It's gone up to 135 for 8, 34 to get. Only 2 wickets in the bag. What we've seen in this match, however, if this will go, inspire Barbados, that we've had some small but important partnerships on both sides.
Yes, we have. And again, the tail of the Barbados team now being asked, and earlier the first thing is they did step up to the plate to keep Barbados in this contest. So
right.
One would have to say it's still not over yet. Leeward Islands still have some work to do, and I know this tale of the Barbados Pride take a lot of pride in their batting.
Yeah, they should live up to that name. Here's Ward comes in, bowls to the batsman who's coming forward. That's Harden. That was thrown up, inviting me for the drive, and he hits it down towards a bit off. Joseph comes across his right to pick it up. He tossed that ball up, hoping to lure the batsman into indiscretion, but he played it all along the ground. Here's Ward, comes in to bowl to Harden. Harden is forward, beaten, and he's bowled. Beautiful piece of bowling, what a delivery. And he's running around the ground as if he'd won gold, really, at the last Olympics. Beautifully bowled indeed. Ward has been the silent killer here. It was lovely. There was a batsman coming forward, and yet another Barbadian batsman bowled. And Barbados in all kinds of contortions. Listen to this. They won 35-9.
Yes, Andrew. And to use your terminology, beaten neck and crop.
Yep, indeed.
Beaten and bowled. That delivery just went straight on with the arm. Did it spin back. And Harden just playing the line of that delivery. Played slightly inside the line. One would have to say probably anticipating a bit of turn.
Yeah.
That one just kept on its merry way. And it struck just about the lower base of the stump, the off stump. And Harden has to go. And the Barbados team now in further trouble with just one wicket really remaining for the Leeward Islands to take. Beautiful bowling by Terence Ward.
Yes, it went past that. The off stump disturbed. And look at the celebration. Wonderful, wonderful indeed. It's 135-9. But Ward, you know, when you look at him, you don't think much of him really. But he's decent. The other thing about him too, that when you look at his figures, he has picked up 3 wickets, but he's also been very economical. 15 overs and 4 balls, and he's picked up 333. So 135-9, and the Kiel Barbados are in big trouble. They will lose this, you think?
Unfortunately, I believe they were going to lose this. I think they really had it going with Hayden Walsh and Tevin Walker at the crease, but again, some really good persistent bowling by the Leeward Islands bowlers have just taken the game from the jaws of victory.
Well, let's see what happens. It's going to be Holder to see what he can do now. Well, he could very well be the holder of the glory. We shall see. 135-9. He's got a mountain to climb. Well, we shall see what he will do here, Mr. Holder. It's got a cricket name. Of course, it's Van Bernholder as well. Here's Ward. Comes in to bowl to the last man. He's in and bowls, and he's coming forward and driving. Caught him a bit off. And the Hurricanes have won. And quite appropriately, the catch is taken by Joseph. This is a very good victory for them. They defended the small score well, despite the efforts of Carter and Brooks. And the bowling of Ward to see them home. Congratulations to the Hurricanes.
Yes, a meek surrender there by Shamar Holder, just chipping that delivery to mid-off. And Alzari Joseph coming across and gleefully accepting that catch. The Leeward Islands, their cock-a-hoop, as they're able to get over this Barbados Pride side. And Terence Ward, as I said earlier, he was putting in an honest shift. But one would now have to say that he's definitely put his hand up and done more than an honest shift for the Leeward Islanders. Mm-hmm. He's actually been able to get them home here at the 3W's Oval. Congratulations to the Leeward Islands for overcoming the Barbados Pride in a very commendable fashion. One would have to say, Andrew, the Leeward Islands were the better side.
Yeah, I think so. You're right about that. I thought in terms of the 252, I think they did the right thing at the start. They won the toss and chose to bat. I think that was the correct decision. And Barbados, 248, got very close. But then in the second end, you know, those partnerships are vital because, in fact, the last paper on about 50, and that got them past 150. They would have been a little uncomfortable with that. But you always felt that anything over 170 would have been a challenge for the Barbados side. And in the end, it was a pretty good victory for the Hurricanes, and they must be congratulated. They deserve to win this battle against the Pride. And for the second time, they've defeated the Pride in the Pride's backyard.
Yes, they most certainly have. And I'd have to say a credit to Captain Devon Thomas for leading his team so admirably on the field in both innings. And I'm sure that the coaching staff and Vincent Benjamin and William Cornwall will be especially pleased. They told those guys at the beginning of the day not to give up. And I just found that the Leeward Islanders absorbed the pressure so much better. than the Barbados Pride, especially in the field. And a lot of lessons will have to be learned for the Barbados Pride, as they will obviously seek to rebound as they go into their second fixture against the Jamaica Scorpions.
Okay. So we've ended, of course, the first round with a victory in terms of the Hurricanes. Of course, they're going to be going home now to play at the Vivian Richards Stadium against the defending champions, the Jaguars. And it could be a pretty interesting battle there. But a good victory for them. Very well led by Thomas. I want to let everyone know that I was very impressed with his captaincy. I like to see captains being studious. I'm big on strategy, because I think sometimes we tend to underestimate the importance of a captain in terms of field placing. And I've been big on that. I've got a lot of criticism over the years for it. But you can win a game by simply setting good fields, good captaincy, good manipulation of your bowlers. And I would suggest that, having seen the captains around, I rate him very highly. And I thought that, in addition to the performance of people like Joseph and Ward, I thought that the captain, Thomas, was rather good.
Yes, and let's not forget that first innings display from Casey Carty.
Yep.
A beautiful 100, really crafted an innings that was able to see the Leeward Islands posting a total that kept them in the contest. But further to your point, Andrew, about the captaincy, I must say that the Leeward Islands think tank in general, Winston Benjamin and Wilden Corwell, the information passed and the way how then the bowlers then turned around and executed the plans, because the captain is as good as his bowlers' execution.
Right.
Terrence Ward, Alzari Joseph, Jeremiah Louis, Sheldon Cotterell to a lesser extent. These guys got the plans right. It was a clear plan. You can see from the field placing every single occasion what the Leeward Islanders were looking to do. And I found that Captain Thomas seized the moments. He knew when to bring in the men. He knew when to send them out. He knew when to play the cricket in front. And he made the right bowling changes at the right time. And one would have to say that the Leeward Islands really brought their air game to the 3Ws over ground. And that is the reason why they've come out on top of the Barbados Pride.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of work for the Barbados team to do. They're going to go behind closed doors and do an assessment of this, I'm sure, while our friends in the Leewards will be celebrating. So let's run through what has happened today. As, of course, the ground staff preparing now. As you know, on Thursday, the Scorpions will be in Barbados tomorrow. We'll play against the Barbados Pride, and the Hurricanes will be home. Of course, I suppose they'll be leaving tomorrow to no doubt celebrate the victory. And they'll be looking forward to be playing against the Jaguars. And then the Red Force will play against the Volcanoes at the Brandlar Cricket Academy. Let's look at what has happened. You can join me and stay with me for the summary. 13-1 at the start of the day's play. The equation, of course, would have been interesting in that the Barbados side set 170 for victory. But there was early success for the Hurricanes when Mosley was bowled by Joseph for 7.
Yes, and again, good planning from the Leeward Islanders. You could see from the very first over from Jeremiah Louis bringing the ball back to Shane Mosley, and Shane Mosley surviving two close LBW decisions. And then as Joseph from the opposite end in the next over come in and executing similar plans. And he was fortunate enough on the occasion to castle Shane Mosley, really, but in the fashion that they had planned. You could see from the field set and from the approach of Jeremiah Louis from the first over, this is exactly how they were set about to dismiss Shane Mosley.
Well, Brooks and Carter came together to study the rocking ship. It was defensive. Brooks was as well. When the opportunities came along, they were looking to score. In fact, when the spinners came into the attack, they looked a lot freer. But that man, Ward, was brought into the attack, and Jonathan Carter just whipped him over the top of wide long on for 4. He was eventually bowled by Ward for 24. That was a big, big catch.
Oh, most certainly. And again, credit to the Leeward Islanders for staying in the game. And as you said, that was more than a big catch. I think you called it a snapper.
Indeed. A big snapper gray as well.
Yes, it was. And that brought the partnership that was seeming to steady the Barbadian ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron Jones, well, he looked a bundle of nerves, really. And the captain put the silly point in. He was unsure. And there he was, bowled by Jacobs, who won further trouble for the Barbados side. Justin Graves came and had a rough time, really. Louis produced the ball that got him bowled for 9. And, of course, then he had a situation where Brooks was gone just after the break. He got a full toss, played across it, and was bowled by Ward for 32. At that stage, Barbados deep in trouble.
Yes, that dismissal really set the tone for a Leeward Islands victory. Shamar Brooks obviously being the main contender for the Barbados team, coming out after tea time and falling in a manner we didn't really expect. not being able to negotiate a full toss from Terrence Ward, and that really started the slide.
Well, then it was the turn of Tevin Walcott and Walsh, who, by the way, is Antiguan, got together. He played one or two lovely shots, a swing over the top of the wicket for six. But then he was lowered down the pitch by a beautiful delivery from Jacobs, and he was neatly stumped. He'd gone for 15, advantage to the Hurricanes.
Yes, most definitely a beautiful googly on that occasion, a little slower, and it really didn't have the ear on it that the batsman thought it did, and he was lured out of his crease, and it spun and it bounced, and he was left to be found wanting, and obviously Devon Thomas Juliet setting the stumping.
Indeed. Well, you know, captains have got to make decisions, because another captain might have kept the leg spinner Jacobs on. Thomas said, no, I'm going to go back to my fast bowler. It was the correct decision. He brought back Joseph into the attack. And you know what happened? Walcott, who was batting well, leg before plumb for 30.
Yes. And as I said before, Walcott wasn't all that comfortable with Alzarri Joseph, and one has to feel that it was good captaincy, because Walcott was really getting accustomed to the spinners, playing some lovely strokes on both sides of the wicket. And obviously, Devon Thomas decided to bring back his main fast man, and Alzarri Joseph are producing the goods.
Well, that was really the final nail in the coffin. Hardly didn't last long, bowled beautifully by Ward for Duck. Cummins then was with Holder. And I suppose every Barbadian would have been wishing and hoping like Dusty Springfield, but that didn't happen at all, because you always felt that it was going to be a victory for the Hurricanes. It was Holder getting the ball from Ward that was given lots of air. He was tempted, played the ball, and quite appropriately the catch was taken, of course, by Joseph at mid-off, and the celebrations had started.
Yes, and obviously Alzarri Joseph Julia set an easy offering by Shamar Holder, almost as if to suggest a meek surrender to a Leeward Islands Hurricane side that I have to say is a well-oiled machine at this point. They really outplayed the Barbados Pride.
Right.
They outthought them, you know, and they went through the entire process. A very good cricket game being played by the Leeward Islanders, and most credit has to go out to the players and the management staff.
Indeed. Well, 135 all out in 51 overs and 5 balls, victory by 34 runs. Joseph, 13 over 6 wins, 3 for 16, was really bowling well, picking up 7 wickets in the match. Louis, his first officer, 9 overs, 2 wins, 1 for 31. Cottrell, 4 overs, no wins, done for 16. Jacobs got an important wicket, but he got the batsman Walsh out. 10 overs, 1 win, 2 for 37. And Ward, a silent killer, 15 overs and 5 balls, 3 wins, 4 for 33. And victory to the Hurricanes. It was a very good victory for them. And while the Barbados team will be behind closed doors during the post-mortem, I suppose that Leeuwards can say, we rate ability in men by what they finish, not by what they attempt. Strike up the band, we're going home. Andrew Mason on behalf of the entire team, saying goodbye from on top of the hill at Cave Hill.
Greatest cricketer on earth, or man's. Anyone can tell you it's the great Sogavi Sobers. This handsome Barbadian lad really knows his work. Batting or bowling, he's the cricket king, no joke. Three cheers for Captain Sobers. Win or lose, the spectators are always pleased. With the greatest team on earth, who else but the West Indies? Men like Butcher, Joe Solomon, Kanaya Davis, Nelson Rodriguez, Conrad Hunt and White Gibbs, and the wicket keeper Hendricks. Australia, you lost the West Indies, is past the trophy belong to us. I say you lost, and you know you lost, yeah. Australia, speak your mind. Australia, don't mind you lost. Better luck next time. Them Australian jokers sent on crash helmet to
protect the batsman from Hall and Charlie Griffith. I felt so sorry for Simpson. He tried, but in vain. Griffith and Hall, we can start to fall like rain. Three cheers for Hall and Griffith. O'Neill went Australia making big riot. When he was facing Griffith and Hall, he saw blooming fire. When O'Neill made real fast bowling, is to see him ducking. And then the very guy telling so much lie, telling the world how Griffith chucking. Australia, you lost the West Indies, is lost the trophy. Australia, speak you blind. Australia, don't mind you lost. Better luck next time. That Australia was strong, but only on paper. The forecast in Barbados, they pulled the scoreboard. But Rohan and Seymour carry up, we score. Oh Lord, three cheers for Nelson Canai. Special praise to Conrad Hunter, Brian Davis, Solomon, Lance Gibbs, Hendricks and Francis Butcher. All the boys fought gallantly under Sober's captaincy. So hip 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 hooray for a glorious victory. Australia, you lost the West Indies. His boss Warren Trophy belongs to us. I say you're lost, you know you're lost. Come on, Australia, speak you blind. Australia, don't mind you lost.
special about this time of year. The Christmas feeling that everywhere just got home, turns on you. I've been away too long, but now I'm back to send my love. Friends are real. One big family, filled with love to last throughout the years. Christmas time, time to share our love. Come and join the tidings to the world. Christmas time, the best time of the year. Yes, it's Christmas. Oh, Christmas. You and me together, we ride in the park, loving kiss straight from my heart. No faithful angel smell of chestnuts in the air, and the Christmas lights they gleam across the sky.
And prayers